Welcome back to the mini monologue. My name is Cecilia, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Kelsey and Riley. Say hello.
Hello.
We have a gamified episode for you, but I am not leading this episode, so I will turn this over to our, I think Riley requested that we call them Philip Seymour Hoffman.
The
Game Master. You get it? What's his name? Plutarch something? The Hunger Games is really in right now in 2025 for some reason.
Oh, Game Maker.
There's the new book that's out. I don't think it came out this year. I think it came out last year.
I thought it just came out, but the movie's coming out.
A couple months ago, I read it.
My mom's reading it. I'll have to borrow it when she's done. But yeah, we've been... Cecilia and I had a rewatch going on, and then my girlfriend had never seen them, so we'd been doing a rewatch too. And coincidentally, I think we're all at a point where the only one left. We have to watch the last one, so we've got to have a big Hunger Games watch party.
The happiest one.
No.
Oh, ew. Well, don't spoil it for the people who didn't catch it in 2012 or whatever.
I was going to say, I saw it in theaters, and that was a while ago.
Yeah, I think we were, like, in college when those movies started coming out, which I'm in my 30s now, so.
Yeah, I was in grad school, yeah. My first year of grad school when the first one came out, so it was a while ago.
But yes, I am the Game Master, and I have, welcome to Riley's Evil Carnival, where I've come up with this evil game. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah. Are we in Saw now?
How do you do the... Do you work? No, I can't do it. Hold on.
Oh, no, you were pretty close.
Wait. Maybe I can do it if you can't see me.
Oh, at we lost come back you. And saw okay. Hold on.
I'm just on a little tricycle.
I think there's like a filter. Well, I mean, probably
wait,
not
hold
on the recording studio, but like on TikTok and Instagram, I think there's like a filter where you can do it.
That would be phenomenal.
Do you want to play a game?
That was fairly close. Nah, I've done better.
I have a confession. Yes. I've actually never seen any of the Saw movies, but there is a Saw roller coaster at an amusement park in the UK. And when I was studying abroad, I went on that. And it was very scary, actually, for a roller coaster. There's a lot of parts in the dark.
I've got but I've been on the roller coaster, but I've been in the haunted house.
Well, there's a lot. I try to watch the movies before they come to horror nights, but sometimes it happens.
I get it. I just watched the very first one, I think, maybe last year. And I've only seen, I think, 1, 2, and 3 at this point. I might have seen 4. I can't remember. But yeah, there's too many. But anyway, I have a game that does not involve cutting any of our limbs off.
Ooh.
Unless you want to. I guess I can't stop you.
No, I kind of need them.
But we were brainstorming what we could do as a little mini episode, and before anyone else had a chance, I had this very fun idea that I jumped on where we would do a guess who said it kind of game. Like they've done with, like, who said it, Donald Trump or Hitler? But in our version, it's going to be, who said it, Father Paul / Monsignor Pruitt from Midnight Mass, or this actual cult leader from real life?
So this is sort of like when we did the Mike Flanagan or Taylor Swift thing, but it's like Father
very
Paul
similar.
Or cult leader.
Exactly. Yep. Mike Flanagan or Taylor Swift, Jim Jones or Father Paul.
Okay.
But that was the original idea, and then realized that Jim Jones and all other cult leaders apparently don't have a lot of famously recorded quotes, because turns out they were very private, I guess, for some reason.
I mean, the recordings from Jamestown, the recordings from Jonestown are like out there, but they're just hard to listen to.
I've read the transcript. I don't want to listen to it.
I worked on a cult show, and I found a bunch of recordings that the cult leader had made, and there were just hours and hours of it, and it's just talking in circles and talking in circles. I'm like, no wonder everyone just went crazy. I'm like, this guy.
You need to, like, put that on the internet, because I looked up him specifically to try and, like, toss one at you that, you know, like, stumped you?
I think I
could hardly find any.
That one wasn't on the one in Mexico. It was Tony Alamo. I did a show where, like, each episode was a different cult.
There's a podcast, like, I think it's called Transmissions from Jonestown. And there's like a bunch of them, but it's like hours and hours and hours, and it would have taken you so long to prep.
No, I'm good on that. I'll traumatize myself in a different way. Because this is an evil carnival, there are no prizes. So
okay,
just let me know when you're ready.
If you guys think of a podcast-related prize,
then maybe we could do that. Like, you get to pick the next blank. I don't know.
Okay. We'll just see how this goes. I don't know.
That's a thing to discuss outside of recording.
Yeah, I have no idea how well we're going to do on this, so we'll see.
All right, well, hopefully terrible, because I'm evil, and it's my evil carnival. Woo! Insert the music. Okay, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Number one, the more we know, the less that we bend, the more brittle we become, the easier to break.
I think that's one. Father Paul.
Yeah, it's Father Paul.
Okay. Final answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct.
Yay.
All right, off to a good start. Great job, guys. All right, number two. That's the thing about where we've been. It's important, sure, but not as important as where we're going.
I think that's Father Paul.
Yeah, it sounds like it too. I mean, it's like the two in a row thing is making me question it, but it does sound like something you'd say.
Okay, final answers?
I don't know. What do you think?
Father Paul.
Yeah, I'll go with yeah.
Father Paul? Okay, yeah. Locking it in. It is Father Paul.
Yay!
2 for 2. Good job.
We're doubting ourselves there.
Yeah, that was my hope. All right. Number three. To me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living that's cursed.
I don't think that's Father Paul.
That seems like a cult leader. Because the idea is, like, you want eternity as a Christian, but also, like, life is a gift.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we need to know, like, the actual cult leader, or just if it's from a cult leader?
So, if you guess that it is a cult leader and you are correct, you get a point. And if you would like, you can try to get an extra point by guessing exactly who said it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
So you're 2 for 2 right now.
Jinx.
And you could go for 4 with this question, depending on if it's a cult leader or if it's Father Paul.
I think that one's a cult leader. That's my first instinct. I don't know.
My instinct is cult leader as well.
All right.
Because Father Paul seemed really upset when his new flock killed everyone else.
Yeah.
He didn't seem very happy about them going after other people on the island.
That's a valid point. All right.
Cult leader.
Yeah.
Cult leader, final answer?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yay.
That is correct. Would you like to guess who said it?
What was the name of the guy who was like, there's a spaceship coming and he made everyone wear sneakers?
Oh, that was the Heaven's Gate cult.
Marshall
something.
Apple. Marshall Applewhite.
Applewhite.
That sounds like
something. That was the first one that came to mind. But I don't know if.
Because it's got to be a death cult if, like, life is pain, right?
But aren't they all ultimately death cults?
Ah, interesting.
Because Jamestown is too, but I don't think Jim Jones said that. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, I feel like it's Heaven's Gate.
Okay, well, too bad, suckers, because it was Jim Jones.
Oh, no. I didn't study for this part of it. Like, I studied Midnight Mass, but I didn't study.
You weren't expecting this.
Yeah.
I'm keeping you on your toes.
I didn't know that my true crime interest was going to come into this.
You know what? That's what I thought, too, when I made this, was thank God I'm not playing this game, because you guys are the true crime girlies. I'm a scaredy cat. I don't like that stuff.
Fair.
You like horror, but you don't like true crime. Well, I guess because true crime is, like, true.
It's real. I don't want that to happen to me.
Fair. Yeah.
Anyway, number 4. God still has a plan, and death isn't part of it anymore.
Oh, that sounds like something Bev Keane would say.
Yeah, ooh. It does sound like something Bev Keane would say.
Did I throw you a wild card and throw a Bev Keane in there?
Is that allowed? I don't think so.
Well, I didn't do it, so it doesn't matter.
I think it's Father Paul.
My first instinct is that it's from Midnight Mass, yeah.
Because he dies and comes back, and he's like, death is, it's like the end times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say Father Paul. That's what I'm feeling. What are you feeling, Kelsey?
Yeah, that was my first instinct.
All right, final answer, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yay.
Yay.
My kids are doing really good. All right.
We are. I'm surprised.
All right. Let's see. We're halfway done. We're on number 5 out of 10 now. So let's see how this second half plays out.
Okay.
All right. Suffering can be a gift. It all just depends on us. What we do with it. How we react to it.
That sounds like Father Paul. Yeah.
It sounds like him?
Yeah.
No other guesses? No doubt in your mind whatsoever? Nothing?
I mean, now you're giving me doubt, but I don't know.
Are you sure? Are you sure you want to lock it in this soon? You don't want to talk it over?
They need to give you a job hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Is that even still on the air?
I don't know. I know that
Meredith
Vieira took over and Regis Philbin has been dead for years.
Yeah, and then I think someone took over after her.
Joey Fatone.
They should have Riley take over. that's Riley's new job. It has been settled. We have
game
decided. You would be like one for like one of those where like they have to make a final decision and it's like high stakes.
Oh, they should just replace Joe Rogan with me on Fear Factor. I just want to taunt people and make them eat spiders.
But that's not like high. I mean, like where it's like trivia, but then it's like, okay, if you miss this question, you lose $32,000.
Deal or no deal.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Yeah. You would be good at that. Yeah.
Hey, wait, you guys are distracting me. Was it Father Paul final answer?
We said Father Paul. Yeah.
Right. Yes. You're correct. Great job, guys.
You sound so frustrated.
I mean, to be fair, I did rewatch all of Midnight Mass for Easter, so I have seen it fairly recently. Oh.
It's fresh.
Yeah, okay. Well, fair enough. It's fresh in your heads, and we've all seen it like 10 times, so I get it. All right, let's move on. Number 6. I can't judge any of you. I have no malice against you, but I think it's high time you look at yourselves and judge the lie you live in.
I don't think that's Father Paul.
Well, who do you think it was?
Will you read it again?
Yes, I will. It says, I can't judge any of you. I have no malice against you, but I think it is high time you start looking at yourselves and judging the lie you live in.
Oh,
I think it's a cult leader. I don't think it's
definitely a cult leader.
Yeah.
Okay, locking that in.
Yeah.
Locking it in.
All right. Yes, it is a cult leader. Would you like to go for the extra point and discuss which cult leader it was?
I don't think
I'll read it again if you need.
I don't think it's Jim Jones.
My instincts say that it might be Herval LeBaron.
I don't know.
Because I think Riley specifically looked them up. Because of the show I worked on. But who are cult leaders? Who are all the cult leaders?
There's so many. There's Jim Jones. There's Marshall Applewhite. There's the guy from Waco. Are we counting that guy? Or that super strict Mormon sect?
Warren Jeffs.
Yeah. There's.
If it can be classified as a cult, I will accept it. And if you can explain your reasoning, sure. But who knows if it's, it's probably someone close to the people you're listening.
I don't know.
Cecilia,
you would know more.
You guys ever listen to the Beach Boys?
Is it Manson?
Yeah, it's Charles Manson.
I was like, there's somebody we're forgetting, right?
I was like, there's a really big blind spot right there, guys. I don't know what else to do.
I don't know. There's too many. I don't know what that says about our society, how many there are.
I mean, I think he was like, let's kill everybody, mostly is what he said. But
and I remembered another one. Donald Trump.
Ugh. Ryan Murphy.
The cult of American Horror Story? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Oh, there was that season.
There was a cult like episode. That, yeah. Yeah, or,
I no, didn't episode, like it.
Season.
It started Donald
off
Trump.
Strong, but then it
That's
didn't.
What always happens.
Yeah.
It just takes a big old shit towards the end of it.
Bad as Double Feature.
I feel like Coven was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked Coven.
Oh, yeah, Coven was good.
I liked Coven, and I liked Asylum got kind of weird when they introduced aliens. Spoiler, but that was like in what, like 2013? Yeah, 2012. So it's like, I'm sorry, like if you haven't watched it in like 13 years, then I don't feel bad spoiling you.
No, I'm sure.
I liked what was it, 1984, the like slasher season they did. It was fun.
Yeah, that one was fun. I love a good slasher TV show. R.I.P. Scream, the series. I loved you so much.
No.
All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4 more of these. Are you guys ready?
That's a lot of pressure. Okay.
Okay. All right, 7. We do, in all honesty, hate this world.
I don't think that's Father Paul.
Yeah, I think it's a cult leader.
Yeah, I don't think Father Paul would have said that, because he didn't hate the world. Like, he was just trying to make his village better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm locking it in. Cult leader.
Okay. All right. Would you like to guess which cult leader said that?
So it was a cult leader?
It was. You are correct. It's a cult leader.
Was it the Branch Davidian guy from Waco?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the lady who got mummified against her will?
Oh, the love wins.
Yeah, love wins.
That was creepy. Oh, that was so gross.
One, right? Yeah, I only heard about it. I haven't seen anything about it.
No, that's horrifying. I actually completely forgot about that woman.
That's the one case that I refused to listen to because I was just like, I just can't.
I lost my answer sheet. Would you like to guess one more time before I tell you who it was?
Can you give us a hint?
Well, you said him once before when you were listing off cult leaders.
Warren Jeffs?
No.
Jim Jones?
No.
Irva LeBaron?
No.
Marshall Applewhite.
Yes, it is the Heaven's Gate weirdo, Applewhite.
That's so sad. All right. In the world.
8 is a long one.
Okay.
All right. One of the biggest problems we have as people today, for some reason, they have it in their heads that they shouldn't have any troubles, that suffering is a mistake.
I don't think
that seems like Father Paul.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. That one is tough because that is exactly something the cult leader would say, but I could see Father Paul saying that too.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh,
this is
no.
the first time you've disagreed.
No, I don't know.
We're
I don't
thinking
know.
Through it.
Okay.
I mean, it could also be someone like Warren Jeffs, where it's like a extremist version of Christianity, where the idea is like suffering is a part of life.
Don't let me change your mind. I don't know anything.
But I'm going to stick with Father Paul.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Father Paul, too.
Okay, so we're saying Father Paul, and that is...
No!
Okay, so this one, it is the... what is it? The something Davidians?
The Branch
Waco
Davidians
guy.
In Waco, or as people in Texas call it, Waco.
Waco.
Yeah, oh. My grandpa's from a little town in Ohio called Waco. But it was, what is, his name is David Koresh?
Oh, Kovac? David Koresh.
Koresh. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird guy. All right. We've got two more, and you guys have only gotten one wrong. So you're doing great.
I feel like this episode might get us canceled because there are still some people in these cults that are active. Like, there are still people in Heaven's Gate that are, like, active online.
I don't
think we're going to get canceled by Heaven's Gate.
Fuck you, weirdo. Get out of your weird cult. I'm sorry. Do you need help?
That, like, their website is, like, still up, and it's, like, still, like, 1998-style internet. I know, and it's crazy.
That's just terrifying.
It's just a few hangers-on that just, they don't want to let it go.
They're just being edgy. Don't give them any attention. That's all they want.
They're being hipsters?
Yes. Basically, they're the same as hipsters. Okay, let me see if I can read my handwriting on number 9.
Oh, that's important.
Okay. Thinking is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master.
Now I'm doubting myself.
That feels cult leader-y.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait, can you say it again?
Yes. Thinking is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master.
That does sound cult leader-y.
Yeah, I'm going to say cult leader, because, I mean, thinking, if you're in a religion that believes in free will, like, you wouldn't be anti-thinking, right?
Interesting. All right, is that final answer?
Yeah, your reasoning, is good. So.
All right. Correct. That is Warren Jeffs of the
You
Morphin
told us
Church.
Without letting us guess.
Oh, fuck.
That's
hey,
okay.
You guys want to guess
That's
who said
okay.
that?
Warren Jeffs!
That quote makes sense, yeah. Because he doesn't want people to...
Blind pray. Obedience.
Yeah, blind obedience. Keep sweet, pray, and obey.
Man, I forgot how my own game worked. You're right. All right, well... That
we
was
get
a
the point for that
you got
one.
Number 7 wrong.
Great.
So now you're 9 out of 9. You got 9 points. this is question number 10. This is the very last one. So I will give you, if you guys both unanimously get this question right, I will give you 1 billion points. Final round.
And the points are useless.
And the points don't matter. At Riley's Evil Carnival.
Where everything is made up and the points don't matter. Whose line
Hell
is it anyway?
Yeah. Oh, it's my favorite game. All
right. Okay, what's the question?
Okay, the quote is, "Even out of darkness, love rises again."
That sounds like Father
that
Paul.
That sounds like Father Paul.
Father
it
Paul.
It could also be a cult leader, though.
It could be. He could be trying to trick us, but it does sound like Father Paul.
There's some hippy-dippy cult leaders out there.
I want to go with Father Paul.
Father Paul.
Father Paul, activated. Yes, you are correct.
Yay.
It was Father Paul, Monsignor Pruitt, Hamish Linklater, whatever you want to call him. Fantastic job. You guys have got 1,000,000,010 points.
Pope Incognito.
Wow.
That was who said it.
Pope Incognito. He said... like two lines and I can't remember them. Favorite character, great guy.
Pope Incognito is now Pope.
He's the real Pope.
He's now the new Pope. I don't know.
Finally.
I like this. This is my headcanon.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. This is a crazy conspiracy theory. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was the game. You have escaped my evil clutches by winning the game. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Feel good.
I feel sad. I enjoyed the carnival.
Yeah.
You know, I was having a good time, too.
We want to go back. You know,
we'll come back one day when the season comes back around at the Eagle Carnival.
Is this back in town?
Later and one day are what you tell kids when it's no, but you don't want to say no. So I feel like you're telling us no.
It's also what I tell my clients when they say, hey, can we go see SmackDown? Tickets are only $800.
What is SmackDown?
Wrestling?
WWE Wrestling.
Oh.
They're that expensive?
No, I think but he must probably have put in like 12 tickets or something insane.
Oh, okay.
I was like, we're going to have to look at this. That can't
or
be.
Or tickets that are really close.
Or he's in the ring.
He's going to be competing.
He's got a guest spot. He's going to put that spandex on and do his thing. Actually, there is a movie about that where a man with Down syndrome does that. It's called The Peanut Butter Falcon. Shia LaBeouf, Dakota Johnson. Great movie. You should watch it.
I've heard of it.
Have I?
I think it's on Netflix.
I feel like I have seen it, but my memory is so light on it.
I worked at a deli for 2 weeks, and on the day that I decided to walk out, I, instead of going to work, just went to go see that movie. So now it's like, oh, I love that movie. And I never had to go back to that place. That's so.
Win-win.
Interesting story, yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, that's all I've got for this episode of Mini Monologue.
Yeah, the mini monologue for the full monologue.
For the full thing.
Should we tease some things that we have coming up?
Oh, yes, absolutely, because we have some very exciting things coming up.
Yes.
Kelsey, would you like to tell the viewers? Because I feel like... Yeah,
not
that's
not
the
as
honor pers- to the
I, not as personally, I meant the show.
Oh, the show?
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about the Life of Chuck episode that's coming up.
That's what I was going to say! That's the show!
Yeah, you tell them. We can cut this part out. You tell them.
So I guess stay tuned. I don't know. Just putting me on the spot. Right.
I'm so sorry. Mike Flanagan, as most of you know, has a new movie coming out, and we are gonna have Kelsey's fiance, host of KingCast, on to talk with us about it.
Yeah, we will have Eric Vespi with us next week, and we will have a great episode for you. Looking forward to talking to him.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.